Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the gentleman. Watch out there. That's my pencil. Don't take the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, who just stole my pencil.
No, I didn't. This is, I can prove it. I've got many of these in my office at my home, my plush home in Bel Air.
That's at Colonia.
Yeah.
Nice there. Did you wash your hands?
Sure. Yeah, I did.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, good. Did you change the oil on your car today?
No, I didn't touch my car.
Just wondered. Welcome to the show. We got a lot to talk about. A lot of football news, those playoff games, crazy stuff. The Rams coming back from behind. The Cincinnati Bengals getting in there for the first time in 80 years. Was it 80 years? I can't remember how long.
It's 180.
180 years. That's a team. I'm telling you, they're really getting it together. And we got a lot more to talk about, too. First off, we should give tribute to our good friend, neighbor Paul, who used to be on the show,
yep,
who we understand got married. Was it last weekend or something?
He ran down the hill.
Vacationing or honeymooning, yep, in Baker.
Yep, and at the Thermometer Hotel, I believe.
That's a trip. It's not Thermometer.
The big, that's where the pressure is really on,
yeah,
you. When you go to your love suite and you look out the window on the veranda, and right across the street, blinking like a crazy one-eyed bull,
yeah,
is the Baker Thermometer.
Baker Thermometer. So Paul Stern and Miss Vicky are now married and in Baker, California, honeymooning, and I believe the temperature is up to 100 on the thermometer.
Wait a minute, Miss Vicky, that's Tiny Tim's wife.
I don't know if that's the same Miss Vicky.
Do you think it's the same?
It could be.
Well, I'll tell you.
I didn't realize she got detached from Tiny.
Oh, that was Tiny Tim singing the love song to Miss Vicky outside the big thermometer.
On the veranda there at the Thermometer Hotel.
That's right.
In Baker, California. For those of you nationally, drive from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. You'll go by the beautiful Thermometer Hotel in Baker. It's good.
Yeah, I told a friend of mine who was in New York, was out here seeing me about 10 years ago. Yeah. And I said, yeah, you got to stop off at the Baker Hotel and have a drink.
That's pretty good.
He went, oh, gee, that's a big thermometer, isn't it?
That's good. Hey, we got a guest today on the show today, too. We're going to be talking about the Super Bowl and a whole lot more. So stick with us here. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. It's the Sports Lounge. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Call for Code brings together the world's software developers and problem solvers to take on pressing societal issues. using advanced technologies to create cutting-edge solutions. Colfer Code founding partner IBM and its creator, David Clark Kaws, have named Soft Water as winner of the initiative's fourth annual global challenge. The Soft Water Sensor and Analytics Platform was created to combat water quality-related deaths in rural areas. The India-based team will receive $200,000 and support to incubate, test, and deploy their solution with the IBM Service Corps and the Linux Foundation. Ruth Davis, Director, Colfer Code.
Colfer Code now reaches more than 500,000 innovators across 180 nations, and we see its impact on the ground in local communities. We are excited to work with this year's Global Challenge winner, Saf Water, to deploy a solution that could help provide people with the information they need to address water-caused illnesses.
To learn more, visit callforcode.org.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you will feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth Skin.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have a 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Hi, this is...
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with Fred Dreyer. And joining us today, we have NFL Hall of Famer Barry Sanders. Now, Barry is widely regarded as one of the greatest running backs in football history. Barry played for the Detroit Lions from 1989 through 1998. He was the NFL's Rookie of the Year in his first season. Then, in 1997, he was named the NFL's most valuable player. He was selected to play in the Pro Bowl each of his 10 NFL seasons, and he held numerous all-time NFL records at the time of his retirement. Barry Sanders was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2004, and today, Barry's going to be sharing his predictions for Super Bowl 56, and he's going to also introduce the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Sweepstakes. That's right, it's the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. And since the inaugural giveaway in 2020, Rocket Mortgage has awarded a total of $3.3 million in prize money to 29 fans across the country. As I mentioned, Barry's going to give us the details about the sweepstakes, how to enter, and offer his predictions for Super Bowl 56. So, Barry, tell me, what's the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, and how can we enter?
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is just a chance for fans watching the big game to win a lot of cash. So every time the score changes in the game, a fan will win $50,000. There's going to be two grand prizes of $500,000. And, you know, one of those will be given away at halftime, and the other one will be given away at the end of the game. If fans refer a friend or a fellow fan, then they can possibly win additional squares and even NFLShop.com gift cards. So the entry window closes February 11th, Friday, midnight. It's free to play, so just go to rocketmortgagesquares.com, get signed up, you know, refer a friend, and have a chance to win a lot of cash during the big game.
Barry Sanders is our guest. So, Barry, how many people can win prize money this year, and how much has Rocket Mortgage already given away over the past 2 years?
Over the past several years, Rocket Mortgage has given away over $3 million, and so there's no limit on how many fans can win. Every time the score changes during the game, you know, someone's going to win $50,000, so that's how it works. So if it's a high-scoring game, then, you know, Rocket Mortgage is prepared to give away 50 grand every time that scoreboard lights up.
Barry Sanders is our guest, so let's get right down to it, Barry. What are your predictions for this year's Super Bowl, and how and where will you be watching?
My predictions is one that it's going to be a great game. You got two great quarterbacks and just two teams that have played some fantastic football in the playoffs. I'm leaning toward the home team. You know, I think they probably have a little more on offense and defense, but I certainly wouldn't count out the Bengals. And I'll be watching at home.
You know, Barry, you mentioned the Rocket Mortgage sweepstakes here. How can Americans benefit from receiving education on things like mortgages and personal finance?
Absolutely. Well, Americans can benefit because, you know, Rocket Mortgage is the number one mortgage lender. And they have experts ready and willing to meet you at every phase of your mortgage needs, refinance needs, whatever your needs are as far as buying a home. Then Rocket Mortgage can satisfy that. So you know, we've been helping fans reach their dream and get into dream homes and things like that for many years now. And so that's how it works.
Barry Sanders, thanks for being with us. Where can our listeners go for more information?
Yeah, just go to rocketmortgagesquares.com and get signed up. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Barry Sanders. For more information, visit rocketmortgagesquares.com. That's rocketmortgagesquares.com.
Wow, Barry Sanders. Sounds good. That's a nice, you know, I've noticed Rocket Mortgages, they're advertising all over the place.
Well, I think people are trying to get their homes refinanced before Joe Biden raises all the interest rates.
Well, that window's closed, and believe me, folks, I've been standing in line for 6 years.
Yeah, you. It took you a while, but you got taken care of. It was good stuff.
It was good for Barry. Yeah.
Yeah. So good for Barry Sanders, and there you have it. So, what are your thoughts on the Super Bowl? What are your thoughts on these playoff games? They were something else here this last weekend.
They were very exciting, certainly to say the least, but also very revealing, as most of these games wind up being. You know, there was an interesting thing. You know, when you watch the game, you're on TV, and there's certain things you can see that stick out, and there's other things here that kind of roll past the presentation of the play-by-play and the color commentator. And you're never going to get anything from the player commentator, the color commentator, who's usually a Hall of Fame player of some sort. And in this case, you know, it's a, you know, what's his name? Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, when you watch this game, you know, you can't help but realize that there seems to be an automatic disconnect between the head coach for the Kansas City Chiefs and his quarterback, Mahomes, and what it is, you know, there's plays that you call at a specific time where you have to have complete follow through,
right,
and a connection between head coach, offensive coordinator, and the ball handler. And in this case, you had a lot of dishevelment between Mahomes and his coach. I thought that the game was disappointing from the standpoint that I think that Mahomes coughed the game up. He was irresponsible with handling the ball, irresponsible in his play calling. And he seemed to have a distance to him that I don't know what his state of mind was. Certainly, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I didn't think that he played worth a damn the second half of that game, and it just allowed It just allowed Cincinnati to regroup and when they had the ball, when Cincinnati had the ball, they kept Mahomes off the field, and unfortunately, it wasn't enough.
Andy Reid, the coach of Kansas City, said, he's dumbfounded. He said, for the first time since 2018, really, Kansas City has not been preparing for the Super Bowl. And they had a red hot start there, three touchdowns, their first three possessions. And then they only mustered a field goal for the remainder of the game. And Patrick Mahomes, as you mentioned, held a 55 passing yards in the second half and overtime. And this was the first time we've really seen Patrick Mahomes in a kind of a decline into what fans will remember from this. But Andy Reid said there's nobody looking at Patrick Mahomes cross-eyed following the loss to the Bengals.
Yeah, well, that might be outside of his purview, but I'm going to tell you, there was a lot of people I was with, including me, that was looking at him cock-eyed and trying to. I was with my friend Bob Steiner down in Huntington Beach,
right?
And he and I are cutting the game up pretty good, trying to decipher off of the screen. What we think is going on in relationship to what Troy is telling us as the color commentator. And I wasn't pleased with any of the play calling there. The execution was pathetic, and I kept thinking, you as a quarterback, they'll tell you, any quarterback will tell you. And we're going to get a hold of Vince Ferragamo here this week.
Yeah, have him on.
And we're going to talk to him about this. I already talked to Vinny a little bit about what's the number one thing quarterbacks have to make sure they do is clock manage, don't turn the ball over, and don't do something stupid where you're going to push yourself out of field goal range or the end zone range. And Mahomes did every single one of those things.
Andy Reid said, no one is going to cast Mahomes aside because of one bad throw. He says, I think he was one half away from going to his third Super Bowl in a row, and that's very impressive. He said, you've been around this for a long time. A lot of us have, and that's pretty impressive. Most of the teams that are getting this far have good quarterbacks. That's just how it works. We're fortunate to have him. There's nobody looking at Patrick Mahomes cross-eyed from our side, and I would appreciate our fans feel the same way.
It's interesting you say that because I think it's for the benefit of the quarterback that his coach is honest with him to the public.
Good point.
I think he should be brought up in front of the public and criticized fairly, but he should not get off the hook.
All right, we'll take a break, come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
We are back in the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer, star of the stage, screen, motion pictures, football fields everywhere. That's what I like about Fred, seriously. He and I haven't watched a football game in some time, but when you do watch a game with Fred, he breaks it down for you. It's right there on the screen. He tells you it all happens at the center of the field there, at the line of scrimmage is where you want to look and see what happens. And if you watch that, you get to see what's happening in the game. So,
well, all these games, you know, the better the teams, the more proficient their line play is. And the one thing about I noticed this game was Cincinnati. I picked it up from the Kansas City game. Was the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line is a little weak in certain areas, and they would have matched up great with San Francisco, and I think they're going to wind up matching up very well with the Rams.
Interesting.
But I think the Rams, the reason I picked the Rams is I think the combination of line play, I think they're starting to come into their own defensively.
It's about time.
And I think that they seem to be healthy and clicking offensively. I think Cooper Kupp is going to have a monstrous game.
Boy.
I think what's his name? They've got what's the kid's name from it was with the Giants in Cleveland, a wide receiver. But he's doing very well. He had about 100 yards against Cincinnati. But there's a lot of information you don't get. Certainly, you know, it was my hope that you know, this year, you know, the reporting, the color commentators, the different ones that you see every week, the 17 games, you would see that the commentators were more in sync through the production, through their producers,
right,
if meeting up with and coordinating the play-by-play with instant replay. You know, I always say this, that it doesn't do anybody any good. And see if this is familiar to you. You watch the game and you see a play go, and then the color commentator starts yapping. And he starts yapping. He never uses instant replay to show you what he's talking about. And it's the greatest opportunity, the greatest tool for the home viewer is to be shown why something is happening.
You're absolutely right.
In the meantime, if you don't do that, you know people kind of start winding off, chewing peanuts, going from room to room, and not really getting involved in the game. And I'm still disappointed in the way that producers prepare their color commentators.
have that Telestrator and make it work for you. They used to use it. They don't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Aaron Donald's going to have a good game, too.
I think he will. Yeah. And, you know, are you hinting that it could be a blowout?
Oh, I'm not hinting. I think Cincinnati's going to come to play. Don't count them out of anything.
Oh, I don't at all. No.
I think it's going to be a close game. I really do.
Yeah.
Let's look and see what the neighbors think here a little bit. We got some comments to say hello to you a little bit. We got a couple of big hellos from first Nikki from Lincoln, Nebraska. Bernard, now he's from Ottawa, where they've been freezing. It's been cold. And he says hello to you and to I. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bernard. His question for you is, can you tell us more, because you told me about this. I think I'm going to go with you. Can you tell us more about your appearance as a guest speaker in Irvine, California, Thursday, a week from, it's going to be Thursday, February 10th, so this coming week, and you're going to be there speaking for the Youth Foundation run by Roman Gabriel III. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, thank you. Roman's got a nice little thing there that he does, and he raises awareness and money for a foundation for kids, and kind of weaves it in the pre-Super Bowl week. And myself and Vince Ferragamo and a couple other ex-Rams are going to go out there with him, meet him out there in Irvine.
That'll be good.
Which happens to be, as you well know, Mike, this is exactly where the Rams have
their
training camp.
That's where it all started. Training camp. You and I were there. Other notes here. We got James saying, hi, guys, from Phoenix. Thoughts on Kansas City? So since we're talking about that here, Fred, the last play of the first half against Cincinnati, maybe the worst play call of Mahomes Reed era.
Well, the attempt to try and get more points before, it was 21-3, was it?
It was 21-3. Yeah,
and so they let Mahomes, have at it, and he choked it, and he tried to get greedy. These are his words. He tried to get greedy and get seven when he blew a 3-point opportunity. Now, if he comes up to the line of scrimmage and realizes he doesn't have it, get rid of the ball right away, stop the clock, bring the field goal kicking team in, kick your 3 points, and go off 24-3. That's a huge difference. You don't know how big a difference that is when you score right before halftime and you're up by 21 points. And that's what would have happened.
And Cincinnati got a little score in there and got themselves going.
Yeah.
And the defense held, so that made Cincinnati feel good.
Yeah.
And the offense on Kansas City did not. 220 yards Mahomes had on his first 18 completions. And then in the second half had like 55 passing yards, and that was it.
But you know what's interesting about this, this moment? This was a momentum killer right at the half. They're ahead, and they feel as though they're behind because of the blunder that was made. You didn't capitalize on it, and you can go in. I think it was a gunshot wound to the abdomen that people didn't really know about, and it worked itself out in the third quarter, and they were just flat. They scored what? They only scored what, 6 points? Was it 20?
Yeah.
27 points in total in the game that they scored. But what you wind up with is the feeling that they've done something wrong, and they did.
By the way, I noticed here that neighbor Paul, since we brought his name up here at the beginning of the show, who apparently I thought I was going to be the best man at his wedding, got married on us here. He used to work here at CRN.
Neighbor Paul.
And neighbor Paul got married to the lovely Miss Vicky. And we mentioned that they're honeymooning in Baker, California. Where did you say?
The Thermometer Hotel, ladies and gentlemen. It's the huge thermometer on the left going north. And it's a great opportunity for neighbor Paul and the lovely Miss Vicky. And I think we ought to really think hard about going out there, or at least driving by real fast.
That's what I think. We should go by there and throw the wedding gift into the on the balcony.
With the bullhorn, we're going to Vegas.
They got the wedding suite there. So his question is, and I think neighbor Paul's a little out of it now, maybe in a little too much excitement, honeymoon. He wanted to know if Hugh Hefner had a Super Bowl party.
No, Neighborhood Hall. Hef won't be having any.
Not this year.
Not anymore.
Not this year.
No.
Yeah. Thank you for that over there. Now, we also have another great comment here. I'm excited about this one here. We have a gentleman by the name of Jack O'Halloran who says, "Hi, Fred. How you been? Long time since we worked together. You're doing a great job on this show." Now, is that
Jack? That's Boxer Jack O'Halloran.
Yes.
Yeah, good, Jack. Everything's good, and we're banging it out, as you would say.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we have... We're lucky to have this format going here at CRN, and Mike.
He was the best man at Mayor Paul's wedding, I think.
He might have been. I'm sure he's had a couple of 10 rounders out there at the Thermometer Hotel.
You weren't invited to the wedding, were you?
No, I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't.
Yeah. So apparently, oversight.
I regret that for Neighbor Paul.
Yeah,
I know too. He would have liked to have had me out there.
Yeah, you know, the Vicky probably cut the list down. So Bruce says, kind of cold here in New Mexico. Stay warm, is there? And we got Lois Ann says, hi, Fred, from Wisconsin. Uncle George,
my Uncle George
is there. How do you feel about Matt Stafford and the Rams? What are your thoughts there?
I like them very much. I thought that, it's like, what is it? It's handicapping horses. You know, you got to look in their teeth, you got to check their feet, and you got to test them, you got to run them. And Matt Stafford meets the criteria at all levels, and it's just been a great success story for the Rams. And I kind of, I saw Stan Kroenke on the sideline there, and then later after the game, they interviewed him and talked to him, and he was thrilled. And it's a very I could only imagine how thrilling it was for the head coach and the owner of the Rams to have pulled off what they thought was going to be a very decisive trade and go out and get some people, Odell Beckham and all these guys, and really put together something that could give them this exact result. Go to the Super Bowl. And they've already met their challenge, but they need to win it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think they need to win it. They got to really get going. Some crazy stats they said from the victory over the 49ers. And by the way, those 49ers, I looked at it a couple of times. This came up that the Rams are the most gracious losers of anybody in the NFL. They're not nasty. Those 49ers, head butts, did you see all these things about three different times?
Yeah, I like that attitude.
You do?
I don't want to be polite. If you get you can be polite.
So you'll headbutt.
You got to take a shower, go home, and hug your mom, and your girlfriend,
really?
Or whatever, and you can be polite then. But man, when you're there, you don't want to be polite.
So you like the 49ers style?
I like the 49ers.
You like that wide open kind of a
I'm pulling for them next year, I think.
Yeah, I like the 49ers.
Yeah,
but I like
want
the
to
Rams
see
better.
Who do you think the quarterback's going to be?
The Rams here a little bit. See, Rams.
Hey. Who do you think?
Garoppolo. You having the same problem I am?
Wait a minute.
I told you we shouldn't have that beer before the show. We'll be back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Thank you, Frank. Keep your fingers off my logo.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages, from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour, that gives you a consistent edge on the sports book. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Take the spa experience home with Alico's luxury sauna line. Choose from a unique variety of indoor or outdoor saunas that come in multiple shapes, sizes, and wood types, handcrafted from the highest quality materials. View our full selection at Alico.com to find the perfect match for your lifestyle. That's Alico.com. 10% off plus free shipping on any item. Use code RADIO10 at checkout. Alico.com. Monthly financing available.
And we're back in the sports loungers. Truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. He's had two great careers, both in on the field for football, and then in the studio, acting extraordinaire, the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, here with us today. And I was this weekend. I watched the playoff games at Tobin James' home in Paso Robles. I love Tobin James. His wines are absolutely incredible.
Oh, the James family.
Yeah, it's part of the James gang.
Your James gang.
Yeah, I think he related distantly to Jesse James, and he's got I think the biggest wine club in the world. Everything from Zinfandel to Sauvignon Blanc over there. And there was another winery we went to, and I noticed in the press release online at this particular winery, they talked about the owner likes to crush the grapes with his bare feet. And I'm thinking, is this really a selling point? Is this really going to make you want to run out and buy that wine knowing that those feet, I know some of the names on the wine, if I was doing that, if you're crushing it by your feet, you'd have Athlete's Foot Albarino would be one, Flat Foot Falanginia.
Bunyan
Bordeaux.
The Bunyan family.
Bunyan Bordeaux would be another good one there.
Another one in there.
Yeah. Cut Cabernet would be another good one.
And the Heel Callus Rosé.
Yeah, Heel Callus Rosé and Toe Jam Tempranillo. All great wines.
All great.
I don't want to do a commercial
and
for
it
them.
Sounds odd, but they're all great wines. As a matter of fact, those are the ones you want to ask for when you go there.
Let's get a case and take it over to neighbor Paul and Miss Vicky for a wedding gift.
You know something? What a great idea.
Thank you, Fred.
And we could all meet at the Thermometer Hotel.
In Baker, California.
Of course.
That's good.
The veranda.
You're probably tired by
now. The veranda.
All right, so let's talk about this serious for a moment here. This this new lawsuit that's gripping the NFL. This Brian Flores. He's the former Miami Dolphins coach, Brian Flores.
Yeah,
and he filed a lawsuit on Wednesday alleging that the NFL and all 32 teams have engaged in, here it is again, racial discrimination during the coaching hiring process. So apparently there's this rule out that they have right now, and they have to, according to the rule, the Rooney rule, they have to interview minorities for the jobs. And he's saying, it's happened at first. He had screenshots of a text conversation Brian Flores had between himself and Patriots coach Bill Belichick, whom Flores worked under as a Patriots assistant for 11 years. And Belichick congratulates Flores on the messages for getting the Giants head coaching job. The problem, Flores didn't officially have an interview for the job at that time. And Belichick appears to have accidentally texted Flores when he meant to text Brian Dabal, a former Belichick assistant whom the Giants ended up hiring. So And then when Flores says when he's on the Dolphins, the owner, Stephen Ross, urged Flores to tank the season, even offering him, even the owner, Stephen Ross, purportedly offering the coach, Brian Flores, $100,000 per loss.
That's a lot of money.
And if true, it's a no-no for any Dolphins owner. So, and then Flores interviewed for a Broncos coaching job in 2019. He describes it in his lawsuit as a sham because he said the Broncos GM, John Elway, the great John Elway, and CEO Joe Ellis showed up at the interview an hour late. And it was obvious they'd been drinking heavily the night before, and he thinks he was only interviewed to satisfy the Rooney Rule. So,
could be.
A couple of things going here. I think this Rooney Rule is stupid, you can't just put race in on everything either, but it's like he at least got a chance to be interviewed, but then this Rooney Rule is forcing these people to show up for interviews, wasting this guy's time, Brian Flores, and he's not getting the job. And what are your thoughts on this, Fred?
Well, first of all, let me just say this, that anytime you start making rules and regulations to prevent or promote racism, it's racism, pure and simple. You should be allowed as an owner. I don't care what color you are, or how many people on your team or your organization are of different colors. The point is that you have the right. You paid $4 billion for your team. It's a business to you. Some take it serious, some don't, and some are frightened to death because they're cowards within themselves, not knowing how to handle these types of situations. You know, if I'm an owner, I'm never going to tell my head coach, I'll give you $100,000 if you dump some games. And that in a million years.
That's highly illegal, isn't it? For God's sake, you're throwing games.
Yeah, of course you are. And where's the commissioner?
They're denying it. The NFL and all
well,
the teams
I know
denying
the Giants
it.
That were interviewed, the Broncos, Giants, and the NFL itself denied all of that, which is an outrage. We know that exists. I'm more concerned, forget the guy's skin color and him being have his feelings hurt. Forget all of that. You know, he'll get over it and he'll get another job. He's a good coach. He's a proven good coach. And I made a note here in my little piece of paper here. You know, Tuesday before the final, Flores is still a candidate for the Saints head coaching vacancy. And interviewed with the team last Tuesday, before filing this suit. Well, I tell you, I made a note here. They better hire him to pay him off and to cut this, to kill this, because this can do nothing but hurt the league, and you don't need this coming out now. For him to grandstand with this when he should have, all he had to do is this. You know, he makes a complaint about, nobody would listen to me. Why didn't Flores go to the author of the Rooney Rule, Pittsburgh Steelers owner Dan Rooney? Why didn't he just go, hey, this is what happened? Rooney would have to report this. This is his rule. He came up with this years ago, and it's a stupid rule, and it's gotten people in a jam like it has now. You know, if you have a profession that, like pro football, that has many people of skin color, blacks in this case, you know, they never interviewed any Japanese or any Eskimos. They never interviewed anybody.
Asians, Latinos.
Yeah, so the league is 70% black. So therefore, the black politic, that's what this is, the black politic now says, well, you guys are racist against us. And, somebody, I think Steve Ross, who owns the Dolphins, Steve Ross hired Flores after working for 11 years as the linebacker coach for the Patriots and Bill Belichick. And now he's now in a jam is Flores because he's complaining that the league doesn't believe that Ross, one of the owners of the owner of the
Dolphins,
Dolphins, yeah. he is uh, is now in a situation where he's not being believed. All he has to do is go to Dan Rooney and complain. Dan Rooney will go to the league, and when you go there with Dan Rooney, the author of this rule,
the Rooney rule,
you're going to get heard. So that's terribly handled. Everybody, you know, the league is clearly lying. So are the Dolphins.
Well, here's one more. Hugh Jackson, H-U-E, Hugh Jackson. He's former Cleveland Browns coach. He hinted that he's currently head coach of Grambling State University. He went on Twitter, voiced his opinion, supporting Brian Flores of the Miami Dolphins coach, responding to a tweet that said, Haslam wasn't offering Jackson $100,000 per loss. Trust me, it was a good number because Jackson, when he was coach, went 3-36-1 in 2.5 seasons with the Browns, including going 1-15 in his first season and 0-16 in his second. The Browns ended up with number one draft picks in 2017 and 2018. They got Miles Garrett and they got their quarterback, Baker Mayfield. This is highly illegal.
They're two fine choices, by the way.
Yep.
And, you know, you've got... you know, you've got a situation here where the league has to have leadership. If you're Tagliabue or whatever the hell his name is now, Goodell? There it is. You should go to Rooney. That's what this guy's. Flores's agent,
right,
attorney should have done. Take him right to Dan Rooney, the author of the bill, and then go right down Madison Avenue or Park Avenue to the NFL headquarters and go into that office and state your case to the commissioner and to Dan Rooney, and you're going to get satisfied.
More to come. More to come on this one.
With all of that. But I'll tell you, I think it's a terrible thing to drop this egg 1 week outside of the Super Bowl. Yeah.
All right, let's go to some fan mail here. Pam, who has become one of the great historians of the Hunter TV show, she says some of the most popular epilogues were when Hunter broke the fourth wall. And she says the photos are from The Beautiful and the Dead, 1986, and he's second now in 1987, and Shoot to Kill in 1989. She says in the episode Shoot to Kill, Hunter clears McCall of any wrongdoing in her cop-involved shooting. He asks her if she thought about how she was going to thank him, and she winks and seductively beckons him, come here. And we've got a photograph of her with the finger going, come over here, Hunter, over there. Now, Hunter gets up quickly and decides he's going to follow her, and he goes and he follows her. But then he looks at the audience, and he says...
I look into camera, I think. That's
he says, you know, after all these years, this could happen. Did you say it there or did you say it right here?
Right there.
Right there. You know, after all these years, this could happen. It was cute, but because many fans wanted the duo to have a romantic relationship that was even cuter. However, it was not a premise of the series. And so Pam is asking, she understands neither you nor Stephanie Kramer wanted to go in that direction on the show. Is that correct?
That's correct. I said that from the very beginning. You know, don't destroy the formula of how we interact with one another. Just let the stories unfold. And let people imagine the two people together. It's better than trying to write scripts where, honey, be careful when you're out there with this guy. You know, I know you have to climb up on the roof, but be careful.
Now we have another photo.
What do you
here.
Want for dinner tonight, Hunter? You know, those types of conversations.
I know you would hate that.
Just,
okay.
Yeah, preposterous.
So we've got another photo here, and this will be posted at our Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer website with a lot of shows in the story. There's a picture here of you with some Band-Aids on your head over there, and Stephanie Kramer looping at you with her mouth agape, going like, "Well, what happened?"
Well, here's what happened. I came home late, and she threw a skillet at me. And, you know, McCall's a brass cupcake. She's pretty strong. You know, she got a good throw. She threw, as I saw her hold her arm up and let that thing go, I dove out the window. We lived at the beach. I dove out into a sand dune and then ran as fast as I can. And do you know that little muffin, that little girl of mine, she spun that skillet.
Yeah.
Like nobody's business. It was like an Ed Roebuck knuckleball, and it came flying.
Eddie Roebuck from the Dodgers. Very.
It came flying in and sculled me right there, right there. Look at that, right above my right eye, right there on
it
my.
Looks like you enjoyed it though.
On my big dome. No, I'm unconscious right here. Actually, I'm either drunk or unconscious.
You had a little quarrel, a
and she says,
spat.
"You know, I let me put another one on the other side of your head, darling."
Was this the episode where you had a quarrel, a lover spat?
Of course.
You sent a letter and your letter kept coming back?
Yeah.
Do-doop, do-doop, do-doop.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And I kept saying, honey, return to sender.
That's it.
And she...
The address was unknown from what I recall.
Well, listen.
No such number, no such phone. All right, we'll take a break. We're coming back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
And we're back here in the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fan mail, you can write to Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, as in Competition Radio Network, crntalk, T-A-L-K.com. Beth says to you, hi, I have no idea if you remember me, but I'm Timmy Delaney's niece. I was a tiny little blonde kid, and you were so nice to me. I've been a loyal Rams fan since you played for them and was lucky enough to get tickets to the NFC Championship game. Boy, she said, what a game it was. My husband and I got up around 4:30 a.m. to drive down south for the game to turn around and make it back for work on Monday. It was a great trip. It's good.
Yeah.
That's our show. Don't forget you can...
Wait a minute. That's it?
That's our show.
What the hell happened?
Don't forget we're on... Every week we're on with... or on Twitter and Facebook Live, and you can get in our chat room there on Facebook Live, and you catch us on Sports Byline Radio Network and CRN Talk Radio Network and Sirius XM. We're here with you each and every week right here at this very same time. Mark it down. And don't forget to write an email to Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Yes.
freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Well, the Super Bowl's coming up. Get ready for that onion dip.
Oh, is that what I'm going to bring?
That's what you're going to bring.
The onion dip.
Onion dip.
You bring the little weenies.
I don't think so.
We'll see you next week.